little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
And welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 187, and Wayne's internet connection is the total suckage. He blames the websites for having too much ads, but yet he doesn't connect. Check his connections for connection. Dude, give it a time, get cable, at least something. Or wait, we're still waiting for a Google Fiber to come in, but that's going to be ages away.
Yeah,
I know. Ah! Anywho, we are back. Sorry about for the delay, but Wayne had a little oral surgery that he had to attend to.
A little bit.
Shut up. Anywho. Oh, again, we are live right now on YouNow.com. Now we're at Two Shots of Geek. Watching YouNow.com/Two Shots of Geek. You'll actually get to hear this podcast if you're listening to our website or watch it on our YouTube page, Two Shots of Geek. So, since the past, almost week and a half? Well, say, okay, 2 weeks. Two weeks.
Roughly.
There's been a lot of stuff that went down. A lot of news recently within the past 2 days.
A little bit.
About a special invitation that we'll talk about later. And a special insect that is appearing in Marvel Cinematic Universe. Civil War.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss about this, but we're going to get to you with the news lately. Oh, well, in a bit. But what have we been playing this past 2 weeks? Well, as I promised you the past 3 or 4 podcasts, I got my Note 5. Finally, I know. Finally. Welcome to the age of that's a stormtrooper in the background. I'm trying to find the newer version of it. But let's see. I redownloaded my stuff in that's amazing. 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 Let's see. I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest. Well, not the past few days. Been crazy at work. Trying to get that, and also trying to get what's his name? Nova from the Nova Corps as part of my characters, but he's really hard to get. And let's see. I've been playing a lot of Skip-Bo, a fun card game that I play with my friends. You ever heard of that? Skip-Bo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you guys have heard of it, play it. Fun.
It is fun.
It is. Look for me, FID3L. On the network. Let's see, other than that, I've been grinding out a lot of Street Fighter V for my PlayStation 4. I've been playing a lot of people online lately, especially my friend Dave. He's getting better with my tutoring. Right now, I actually narrowed it down to two of my favorite two tournament characters. On point would have to be Rashid. He's very fast, very agile, a lot of moves, but not too much damage. A lot of confusion, a lot of, how can I say this, juggles and combos with him. And yeah. My second one would be Ken. So I'm still trying to work on Ken. There's a lot of FCG guys trying to help me out with him, and vice versa and whatnot. So, yeah, that's about it for me this past 2 weeks. Wayne, how about you? Nothing.
Not a whole lot, actually.
Yeah,
I'm switching a few things. I have been doing more Avengers Alliance. Been testing out the Transformers Earth Wars app on Avengers Alliance. We're on Special Ops 33 just started, where we got to use a lot of like the runaway characters, low-key characters for the first mission, and a lot of people are complaining because they can't get through that first mission too easily. Earth Wars is actually shaping up pretty well. It's got its challenges. You got to basically earn a lot of resources to progress, and it takes a lot of time to get those resources and all that stuff over time. I have jumped into a little bit more of Black Ops 3. I did that the other night. A little bit of Destiny. And what else did I jump into? Oh, I did a round of Halo 5. Halo 5. Yeah.
Cool.
But that's all I've really been doing. The rest of the time has been mostly just kind of recovering.
Yay! Okay. So let's get on with the news this past 2 weeks. So Xbox Live pretty much has a nice announcement here. Microsoft's adding a new feature to Xbox Live. It's pretty much during a game developers conference, or the presentation today. Oh, that was like what, two days ago? Yesterday?
No, that was today.
It was it today? It's the 16th. Jesus, I am just losing my mind right now. So pretty much Microsoft announced Xbox Live Tournament Program. Pretty much a tool that developers can use to create and run an esports, you know, type of tournaments on Xbox Live. So that's pretty cool. Thank you, Microsoft. They're finally loving the esports. They're finally getting big, especially the cult following, especially for Killer Instinct. Yeah. And I really wish they would have Street Fighter V in there and make it a whole lot more better. But it was Capcom's choice. So we keep on going. The program will be offered on Xbox One and Windows 10, leveraging the Universal Windows platform.
Pretty sweet.
Quote unquote. Pretty much the Xbox Live is the connective tissue between all of the devices in our ecosystem. Boom. Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be really good to see how that progresses there. Yeah.
Next!
For those of you in Japan, get ready for the new musical for Resident Evil coming out. It'll star Rion Yazuki. I guess it's gonna be they've previously done shows for like Ace Attorney games and so forth, so be kind of interesting to see how that's gonna work. It's gonna be out in Japan this fall. Probably not gonna see it come stateside, but maybe somebody will record it or something.
We'll see. I mean,
you never know.
They're probably gonna put it like on Blu-ray or DVD or something and release it over here.
Or do one of the network, Netflix
or Hulu or you know, the stuff we got here.
So, games.
Games of Gold, folks. Here we go. For all the people that has the gold membership with Xbox One or with the Xbox Owners Online, we have a few stuff for you guys today. Okay, so get your downloads. You can start right now. You get Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishments. Yes. It's pretty much normally $30.
And that's been available all month.
Yes. What else they have on there?
Lords of the Fallen for Xbox One.
Cool. And also got Borderlands, normally $20.
For the 360, yeah.
Yes, that's fun. And other Xbox-related deals news. This week's Deals with Gold now offers availability, including discounts on what? Destiny, various Assassin's Creed games, Batman Arkham Knight, and others.
So. Yeah, there's some good deals on Batman Arkham Knight if you don't have that there.
Yep.
So
here is the major news that we told you about.
Not quite.
Well, one of the major breakthroughs that Microsoft is trying to do. Wayne, you're a freaking idiot. Feel free.
Yeah, so head of programming for Xbox, Mike Ybarra, has told Game Informer that the Xbox One's March update will increase party chat to up to 16 players.
Woohoo!
Not only that, he said he wants to get it up to 64.
So you gotta have a lightning fast, godlike server.
Well, Xbox Live's got to cover that. I mean, could you imagine 64 versus 64 on, say, Halo?
Or 32 versus 32?
Yeah, well, even that's pretty crazy. So
64 is 100 and.
Yeah, so we'll see how that comes out. You know, they didn't really give any real details, just that's something they're working on, trying to see if they can make it happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do within the next year or so.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to the first part of this news right here?
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Microsoft set out and made an invite asking other networks, other gaming platforms, say, hey, you know what? Let's all play together. Let you guys all jump on the Xbox Live.
That was, I think, the news that broke the gaming internet's news yesterday.
Yeah.
So there was a was it Phil Spencer, correct? Was it Phil Spencer?
I think so.
Yeah, so Phil Spencer pretty much opened up, well, he gave an olive branch to all the platforms out there. One major company who has yet to respond, is Sony. Of course, PC is always the go in there, Windows 10. And we are still waiting for
An official response.
Official response. Earlier today, or 24 hours later, there was what do we got here?
Well, Sony did say one thing to the website GameSpot. They mentioned that they remain open-minded about cross-console play, but did not discuss anything else, and no details or anything else. So I'm hoping there's some dialogue going on back and forth between Microsoft and Sony right now. But basically, they're more looking at that PC versus PC and PlayStation cross-platform. But they're open-minded to other networks.
Mm-hmm.
who knows what all that'll work out in the long run.
I mean, you know, it's this year is still young. We're almost done with the first quarter of 2016, and we'll see what you know, what's to come here.
Well, you got to keep in mind, Sony struggled a little bit more with their gaming network in the past years than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt they would go the route of trying to drop their network altogether and go with somebody else. But I could definitely see them working together with somebody else, and that would be really nice.
Yeah, indeed. So, guys, I know we're a little late. Talked about that earlier, but we're here. Let's talk about a most recent 2.5-minute trailer for Captain America: Civil War.
You're not going to talk about Underoos, are you?
What's that?
Underoos.
Shut up, Wayne. We haven't gotten there yet. Okay, before that, 918 Volt and Shawnel Facey 33. Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Welcome aboard, twoshotsgeek.com. Alright, so getting back to subject. Wayne, what was this trailer? This 2.5-minute trailer was really action packed.
It had a lot going on.
We actually. First and foremost, we actually get to see the full Black Panther suit, which is awesome, by the way.
It is nice.
It is
very
second best to the Hulkbuster suit.
Very.
It's dark, but yet it's still detailed.
It's very close to the original Black Panther.
Yes,
from the comics that we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some newer design aspects to it, but I think it looks really good.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's if you guys can see him by the trailer, it is bulletproof. You can see him trying... he stayed put when Gatling guns were shooting... Or machine guns were shooting at him, not like a Quicksilver. Oh! Hey, hold on. Too early? Too soon? No. But yeah, this is Avengers team that's been cut in half and going against each other. And what else do we got? So we got major new, more trailer footage of Winter Soldier, but pretty much how Bucky left off.
Yeah.
And Iron Man Mark 42 suit that he's gonna wear from the same one he wore during the actual comic books of Civil War.
Yeah.
And of course they twisted the the storyline from the comic books to the actual movies itself.
It's a little bit different from what we can see, but it still has a lot of the same aspects.
Yes,
to it.
Indeed.
And that's something I thought was missing with the original trailers. It made it look like it was more of just a lover's spat, you know, between the Captain and Iron Man.
But what from what I read, one of the Russo brothers says the movie's gonna open up just like how Civil War in the comic books opened up.
Nice.
So it's from what the Russo brothers said, it's gonna open up like a comic book. So you know for a fact that
that's gonna be explosive.
It's gonna be. If you guys haven't read the comic book, please do read. So it's actually a great line. The Civil War line's great.
Wow.
And we also got a shot of what happened to Rhodey. Somebody shot him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's rumors about his
untimely death,
potential demise.
Potential demise. You also got a supposed to be a love affair of Scarlet Witch and Vision, mm-hmm. but they're duking it out this time.
Yeah.
And of course one of two fanboy moments for me was when Ant-Man was riding Hawkeye's arrow.
Straight out of the
comics.
Yes. Straight out of the comics.
Yeah. Young Rick Brandon. What's up, dude? Thanks for joining us, man. So, yes, that was straight out from comics. Well, instead of just writing one arrow, he actually wrote Aiden. Hey, yo, thanks for becoming a fan. Much appreciated, you guys. If you guys don't know, sorry, we're kind of going off subject here. We'll tell you guys that, okay? Hold on. So much excitement going on here. So, yeah, Wayne said a truly classic, and I said it too as well, a fanboy moment over there of Ant-Man riding a Hawkeye's arrow.
Yeah.
This is so awesome. What system are we all on?
You name it, we got it.
Yeah, no. Wayne, well, gaming system wise, Wayne is Xbox, only Xbox, a little bit of Nintendo.
Well, I got Nintendo too, and PC.
I said a little bit of Nintendo and a lot more PC. And for me, I'm pretty much Xbox, Sony, and PC. I don't play a lot of Nintendo anymore other than the old classic Super Nintendo systems on for me.
Yeah, I pretty much bust out my Wii U when there's a new Zelda game or 3DS for that. But otherwise, it's mostly on the Xbox One.
Oh, what?
Hey, thanks for for inviting people
Aiden,
over.
Yo, woo! Thank you. 109 fans. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, bud. All right, so let's continue here about Civil War. There's many screenshots too as well. There's gonna be we saw General Thunderbolt. You said General Thunderbolt is one of but he's not a general anymore. He's Secretary of Defense, General Secretary of Defense Thunderbolt. So he's not a general anymore. So he
it's gonna be interesting to see how they expand on his character.
Yes. How are we gonna see Red Hulk?
Eventually, I think we will.
Yes.
Sure at some point we will. Yeah. Did they have to do it at some point?
Did they have to? No.
It'll work out though. I'm pretty sure they got it in the works somewhere down the line.
It's gonna suck. That means it's gonna take away from Hulk being in Thor 3.
Well, you gotta remember Marvel when they actually have the movies planned out. I mean, literally planned out.
Like 5-10 years ahead in advance.
More like 20 actually is what they had figured out. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy how they figure all that out.
And of course, the most fanboy moment of all, Spider-Man coming home to the Marvel Universe. Well, for me, this is how I explain it to my friends, especially my co-workers too as well, who doesn't follow the comic books and also the legal thing, what's going on here, is that Sony and Marvel are sharing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
For now. This is pretty much like a divorce. This is pretty much a divorce. Spider-Man stays with Daddy, a.k.a. Marvel Universe.
Exactly.
And then sometimes we'll stay with Mommy, a.k.a. Sony.
And it's the younger Spider-Man, too.
Yes, we have seen Deadpool. We talked about it on the last podcast. If you want to check it out, we'll give you the link on there, bud, all right? But, this was fun.
It's a young Spider-Man.
A very young Spider-Man. Tom Holland, who's going to be 19 when the movie comes out. Or no, he's still going to be 18 when the movie comes out, but he's going to be 19 when all this stuff going on.
We have a high school Spider-Man.
A perfect high school Spider-Man. The major thing we got to note about is, one, his suit that he's going to wear.
Yep.
A classic homage to the original 60s, 70s, and 80s Spider-Man, but with a little twist to it, too, as well. Same color scheme, same light, kind of a lightish red color. And also the traditional blue with the black webbing. The webbing is not distinct, but it's light as the comic book itself.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Everybody's excited.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that part. And I saw his web shooter on his hand when I was slowing down the actual trailer towards the end. And I've noticed, did you notice his symbol?
Yep.
Do you know who's that symbol created from? Todd McFarlane.
Yeah, that's right.
He has a picture of... Thank you. Yes, we are. Yes, I know you are because you said Spider-Man. That was Aiden again, guys. But it has a picture of a man's head or just like a shadow of it and with four legs on each side. That's
welcome,
awesome.
Traxxas.
Traxxas, hey, yo, what's up, dude? His back emblem. Classic Spider-Man. Classic Spider-Man. It looks like a tick instead of a spider. But
very, very close, yeah.
And what made me even fun too is his CGI'd eyes, just like Deadpool. Have you seen those gifs running around?
Yeah,
your superhero landing, and then
perfect.
And then when his eyes squint and Deadpool was like this, yo, yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's a trailer right there. We cannot wait.
Here's what I'm expecting with Spider-Man. Based on what they've done so far, the way they've introduced him in that trailer, just with that little bit of information I have, we're getting the Spider-Man space on the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Maybe.
I believe so.
Yes, and maybe. But here's the thing, though. You know who's playing Aunt May?
I haven't heard yet.
Marissa Tomei from The Wrestler. She'd be a perfect fit. And... A young actress named Zendaya Coleman, who will be playing some. She was just recently cast about 2 weeks, a week or two ago, as the main cast member for the new Spider-Man film. Hmm. I doubt she's going to make it in the movie, but they just recently cast her.
It's going to be a tough one to see how they put her in there. We know Spider-Man's going to have a big role in the film.
He has to.
But he's not going to have quite as big a role, I think, as the comics.
We don't know if he's going to reveal who his character is. You know how, especially in the comic books, he revealed himself just to...
Dude, I hope they don't. I hope they don't, but I hope they do play off the whole Goblin scenario.
No, they have to...
It's too soon, you know?
The Russo brothers will do this their own way, but yet put a twist to it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I love. And also, guys... If you guys are listening right now, watching right now, this movie will shake up the MCU foundation.
Yeah.
Very shaken up. Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't read the comic books, Captain America dies.
Yeah.
Two shots, but it wasn't... Well, the shooter was supposed to be Crossbone, but...
Well, we know who...
Yes, we know who it is. But you guys want to watch it or want to read it, go ahead. We're not going to spoil it for you. We just spoil like one half of it.
I forget if Comixology had a lot of them on sale recently.
Oh yeah, they were like cheap as hell.
They were. So if check out with Comixology. I'm not sure if the sale's still going, but you might check it out. But yeah, I'm really excited for this film. It's gonna be really fun. Actually, Spider-Man's my favorite Marvel character.
Why? He's my second best. He's my second favorite Marvel character of all time.
Why? The quick wit, and I grew up with him.
For me, the reason why I like him, one, he was a teenager. I started reading a lot more Spider-Man when I was in middle school and high school, and I can relate to him.
Yeah.
Being somewhat of an outcast, being in band, being a geeky Asian dude who gets picked on a lot too, so I can definitely relate real life things to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very relatable.
Oh, definitely. And my number one favorite all-time Marvel character will be Tony Stark.
Nice.
Reason being, he is a genius with his own demons inside, which they featured in all three Iron Man movies. Mm-hmm. Of course, his genius in the first one, his fears of failure in the second one, and his...
Awesome.
I know. Aiden, you're my dude. You're my dude. And of course, the third one is his anxiety of how everything culminates together all in one. And also the reason why I like him too. I like him a whole lot more because I moved him from number three to number one. It's because one of my favorite actors, Robert Downey Jr., plays him. And of course, you know, as you can see back in the early 90s, Robert Downey Jr., and also mid-90s, let me rephrase that again, he had battles of his own demons, drugs, booze.
He knows the character,
and they chose the person to play him perfectly. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, alrighty, guys. So that's the spoiler the talk about today.
There was one other thing I noticed unrelated to that. If you guys
actually hold on, I like the West Coast Avengers. Not well. Which one? The Avengers? There's Avengers. There's New Avengers. There's West Coast Avengers. There's East Coast Avengers. There's I am a West Coast Avenger, so
you even have the
fan base guys.
Well, you even have the European Avengers.
The European Avengers, yes.
I mean, there's so many Avenger options for you. But yeah, Avengers are pretty cool.
They're awesome. I love them.
Nothing like a classic team like that. The classic team was perfect.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. if there was a bit of a
Rita E, thank you for watching.
There was a bit of a Easter egg in the last issue, or last episode of the new Transformers cartoon.
Tell us.
Okay, check this out.
Oh, by the way, guys, for all who's watching right now, he is a Transformers guy, so...
Yeah, tell back here.
Optimus Prime right there. We gotta dust him off, man.
He's not rusting yet, he's okay.
He's made out of plastic on this one, but anywho...
So in the opening sequences, one of the new Decepticons that they're introducing is looking for things on a list out of a scrapyard, a junkyard.
Really?
Right? The last thing on his list, which they didn't show very long, but they briefly showed it, you know what it was?
What was it?
It's It's a My Little Pony.
Oh, like the IDW that we got a couple of years ago. Wonder, oh, what?
It was a My Little Pony figure on his list. I'm like, what the?
Well, because My Little Pony crossover with Transformers, especially with thanks to our friends from IDW. Well,
They're both Hasbro properties. So, I mean, it makes sense that Hasbro would go ahead and toss that in there. They're in control of the production pretty much, nonstop at this point for this guy. Another couple other things going on here for Transformers, and I'll move into something else for comics for you. Other comics, anyways. Transformer comics-wise... Optimus Prime has gone back to Earth.
I thought he was... he left Cybertron? Not really Cybertron.
In the comics, Earth... They left Earth because they realized, hey, you know what? We did too much damage with our fight. Let's get away from Earth.
So they can rebuild and leave them alone.
We left them with a lot of blood ties and so forth. It just wasn't a very, very good atmosphere. People did not, like him anymore.
Mitchell, thank you.
Yeah, kind of like you saw in Dark of the Moon, where people were afraid of Autobots and the Decepticons.
Especially the opening scenes of the death of Ratchet. You know, Ratchet gets assassinated.
This is what's going on Earth right now.
Oh, Prime, so they're hunting down. Well, not really hunting down, but they're fearing.
So
the Autobots.
In the comics, Galvatron ended up going back to Earth and was working with a team of humans to try to bring down the Autobots. Right?
Wow.
But double-crossing each other at the same time, right?
It's a two-way backstabbing then.
Prime sent his team in to take care of things, right?
Okay.
And they did, but it didn't work out quite so well. So Prime comes back to Earth and says to everybody on Earth, a whole wide world broadcast, Earth is now under my protection.
So he's the...
He's basically said to the people of Earth, this is my planet now. Nobody's messing with this planet without coming to me. He's sending Autobots out to stop wars, to stop strife and human strife, not just Decepticons.
Not just Decepticons versus Autobots or Decepticons trying to rule the Earth, but he's trying to stop everything.
And as you can imagine, this has the entire population of Earth on edge.
Yeah.
Dude, check out this stories from IDW. It's... Yes. I've seen every single one of them, including the original 86 film.
Bing!
Oh, yeah.
Him and I own it. I own it on Blu-ray and also on DVD. Actually, I just picked up on Blu-ray for $15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got them in multiple versions.
I even have
VHS.
I was about to ask you that. Okay. So, other than that,
the other major comics you want to look into right now? Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I still have to do that review. Sorry, dude.
Dude, it is picking up pretty crazy on that comic.
Like rolling straight through.
There's actually a few other comics I'll mention too, but you had Batman and Raphael getting in each other's face because Raphael didn't think Batman was worthy of what he was trying to do.
Dude, if you can bring down every single one of the people in Justice League, you can bring down a turtle.
Well, that's actually the thing. Master Splinter has Batman sparring with Leonardo, and Leonardo's kicking
Batman's butt. All right, so that's...
But the turtles in this one are... They're going to die if something doesn't happen here because they're in a different universe.
Okay, so don't spoil it for them. Don't spoil it for me. I'm gonna have to...
Yeah, you guys got to read this. Otherwise, you've got the Deviation series, where you had... and this just came out, was... in the movie for the original 86 film for Transformers, where Prime did not die. That really set things on edge. There will be a new film for Turtles coming next year?
This year, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming up this year. If you guys haven't seen how Shredder looks like, he looks badass.
Deviations for X-Files was also rather fun to read. In this one, Fox Mulder was the one that got abducted, not his sister.
So, a complete different universe, but yet still same story.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I'm a fan of X-Files.
I think there was... Oh, the other deviations was Ghostbusters, where they did not cross streams to defeat the Marshmallow Man. And that created some real crazy stuff.
Did Slimer eat him?
Yeah. So anyways, you're going to want to read the Deviation series from IDW.
So, more news before we go out here. What am I going to say? Thanks, Wayne, for taking up all the time, because I had the news in my head, you idiot.
Go.
So we are about a week away, less than a week away from WonderCon 2016 at downtown Los Angeles in the Convention Center. If you guys are going to go, I will be there. I will be there with my very good photography friend, Brandon Jackson, a.k.a. Chief Geek Photography. If you guys haven't looked him up on Facebook, Chief, as in like a C-H-I-E-F, Geek Photography. And also the same way, too, for Instagram. One whole name, Chief Geek Photography. You'll love him. He's only been in the scene for a year, but, man, he's been asking me for a lot of tips way before that, and I give him every single one that I knew. I threw it at him. He grabbed it and ran away with it. Never stopped.
I'll give you guys a hint. As long as there's not a line, this guy won't charge for an autograph.
I know. Don't charge for autographs. I had a... what do you call that? Kamikaze. Back in October, I had a couple of guys, man. I was like, hey, you look familiar. I'm like, well...
Yeah.
So, guys, say hi. You know how I look like. I'm going to be wearing a different t-shirt. I'm going to be wearing a black t-shirt. It's a funny shirt. I'm going to tell you guys it right now. You're from England. Hey, but you know... Sorry, going out of subject again.
There's some good cons over there, too.
Aiden, are you going to the Star Wars Celebration in London, England?
Ooh.
Let me know, because I went there. I went... Star Wars Celebration at Anaheim. So, what was I?
T-shirt.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the t-shirt will be...
Woo!
You will love it. So, the t-shirt I'm going to have is a black t-shirt. It has Darth Vader holding a dart. On the side, it says Darth Vader.
Ooh.
He's playing darts. He's playing... It's a good play. It's a good play. So,
yeah.
Aiden, you will enjoy. You will love it. If you didn't know... When Star Wars Celebration was here this past year, before the movie came out, John Boyega was dressed up as a stormtrooper. Well, he just had a helmet on, and he was just doing the comic, everybody else, like myself and I. So, what else do we have coming up? Batman vs. Superman is coming up, too, as well. We got Civil War in May. We've got... God, a load of good movies coming out too.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to mention.
I can't remember everything.
X-Men. Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse. I think there's going to be one more. There's going to be one more trailer before the movie comes out in May.
Yeah.
And also, we got the big kahuna coming up in July. Songs by James.
Welcome.
Thanks for watching. Welcome. The big kahuna we're talking about here in San Diego's our backyard is San Diego Comic-Con International 2016.
Oh, yeah. Need to hear? I think it's Lionsgate's actually going to be charging, but they will actually allow you to watch what's going on in Hall H for a fee. Which is, yeah.
Instead of waiting in line?
Well, for those who don't make it in, essentially, you can pay to watch it on demand, essentially.
Huh.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Haley, what's up?
Haley 909, what's up? Yeah, we get a lot of people here right now. Hey, all right. I'm loving this. So, that's it for us this week. We've got, some good news and some whatnot. We got some major spoilers we talked about for Civil War, movies coming up, and cons as well.
Yep.
All right, so make sure to check out our Facebook page for all the new people that are listening to us right now or watching us right now. Facebook.com/2 Shots of Geek. That's us. You can also follow us on Twitter and also... We always go live. Well, hold on, let me finish this. You can follow us on Instagram the same way too. Two Shots of Geek. If you guys don't know what our symbol looks like, it's in the very corner right here. It's gonna have an
two
empty.
Shot
yeah, two shot glasses. One of them tilted to the side, empty, and the other one's pretty much full of pixelated water.
You can find us on Twitter, Two Shots of Geek, twoshotsofgeek.com. We're everywhere.
Yeah, we always, to answer your question, Aiden, we always try to go on either Wednesday or Thursday. Of around this time, say around...
Usually.
Yeah, usually around this time. So 6 o'clock here, Western Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time in San Diego, California. So 6, 6.30, 7 sometimes too as well. So, thank you.
Thank you.
There's going to be a lot of cosplays on our Instagram page that you will like. You can see...
We got a lot on there now.
Yeah, I know. Some people's photos... And some person's great photo skills. So you can tell which is which, all right? I also have an Instagram too as well. Fidel, F-I-D number 3-L, and it's going to be a picture of Dead Mouse as my cover. Oh,
yeah.
Is it Dead Mouse? Let me go check for you. Let me go ahead and check for you guys.
He doesn't remember.
I can't remember. It's been a long time. But yes, the Two Shots of Geek Instagram will be used a lot within the next week. So
we'll get some more pictures up there, more pictures going on Facebook soon.
I'm only going to be there for one day, guys, so I'm sorry about that. But...
yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a picture of Dead Mouse right there. So that's me right there. All right. So, so we'll see you guys next week. And again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. And we are here to bring you in the future 8 minutes at a time. Dude, we are so rusty right now.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm hungry as all hell.
Let's go eat.
I want some fish and chips.
Ooh, that sounds good.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.